Hi folks, welcome to the last of this week's Coffee and Colossians. It's actually a beautiful winter's day here. We are in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10. We've just read, "For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness." And then these lines, "He is the head over every power and authority." Now, if you go back to chapter 1, verse 16, verse 15, "He's the firstborn over all creation." He's the head over all creation. And in verse 18, "He's the head of the body of the church." And this is the third headship, if you like, of Christ. His head, the head of over every power and authority. Now, let's see if we can look at this and what that actually means. So, the Colossians believed in spiritual authorities, earth, water, fire, and air. They, in the culture of the time, astrology, horoscopes, the fates, the cosmic powers, awareness of demonic powers, local gods, powers and authorities, they all claimed powers over them. And interestingly enough, in our culture, we are, I think, heading back to that kind of spiritual darkness. Now, these powers hold people captive. And there are many things that can hold us captive. We looked at that already. In reality, the false philosophies, the traditions, the spiritual powers are confidence tricksters. The bars that they put around us are an illusion. The prison gate has been opened, like Paul and Silas in the jail at Philippi. So why do we live as though we're behind those bars again? And I think a lot of us do it. I confess I do it. So I found this poem, and let's see if I can read it in this bright sunlight, from Catherine Simmons. "The woman who worries herself to death. She wasn't robbed or raped or made a scapegoat. Oh, she didn't take ill-fated flights on shaky planes, and no one splashed her house in paint, kids with hoods and sovereign rings and hates left her alone. That twinge she sometimes felt was just a twinge. Her fillings didn't leak. At office dues she danced and no one laughed. Her children didn't have disorders, fail exams, take smack. Her husband didn't love his secretary or get the sack. But if you saw her fidgeting towards the dawn, her breathing playing tricks, a thousand what-ifs snaking in a queue, you'd feel for her. You wish she had something to pin her torment to." Some of us do that. We worry ourselves almost to death. And then some of us just leave God out of everything, and even sometimes even leave God out of church. I read an article a while ago in the Sydney Morning Herald about the atheist church, the godless congregation. And I remember doing a program on this for Premier Radio and pointing out that this was nothing new, that we've had lots of atheist churches. The atheist church based itself upon an evangelical church service, praise group, informal motivational talk, family friendly. One of the organizers used to speak in tongues. And I think a lot of what we call evangelicalism has become that tame. There are many churches where all these things happen, but there's no sense of Christ, no awareness of his presence. Now, where does all this come into this? Well, in Christ, he is the head over every power and authority. So here's the great thing. We don't bow down before the powers of the universe. The head, the ruler over every authority. All power structures have the potential to challenge Christ. But we just simply say no, because Jesus is Lord, no one else is Lord. This is not an equal battle. We need no one but him. It's a bit like going nuclear, except it's more than energy and power. Chapter 1, verse 29, "To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy that Christ so powerfully works in me." See, you don't need to fear the powers and the authorities if you've got Christ, and if you know who Christ is. Calvin says this, "What do you need that Christ does not have? Would you be reckoned as belonging to Christ's flock? Would you remain in his fold? Do not deviate a nail's breadth from the purity of the gospel. We can't run on empty if we're running on Christ. So I'll leave you with that thought for this week. Join us on Sunday for the Sunday Catechism. The new podcast, Quantum Podcast, is out, and feel free to join us again next Monday as we go into chapter 11, and we're going to look at circumcision. God bless you then. Sorry, not chapter 11, verse 11 of chapter 2. See you then. Bye.